Blog Talk Radio.
I thought we were great.
You took your love back and read the soundtrack.
I counted all the days
till you would come back. I still think about that.
Now you're missing what we used to have. Guess the vodka brought the feeling back. I was caught up in the aftermath.
I live for the night. I live for the high ceiling. I breathe for the light. I live for the night. I live for the high. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. We're going to talk about tonight's Raw and give you a couple of the news. That's why this tonight is going to be just 30 minutes. So there's a little bit to talk about. We'll talk about a little bit about Raw, then what's going on SmackDown, and talk a little bit about AEW because the rest of them, like Ring of Honor and Impact, they're just showing like classic matches and stuff like that, because not much going on, but only WWE and AEW, and the rest of them, like I said, just showing old matches from the past. So that's what's going on with that. We're going to first just talk about a little bit of the news. WWE is now considered for the wrestlers that is a sectional worker, essential workers. So they now get to, you know, get like whoever the amount of people they want to like work or whatever, and that's it. So I think that's one of the reasons why they, you know, started to do like more live shows from this point on, which I know the last 2 weeks were like taped, including WrestleMania was like pre-recorded as well. So interesting with that. So I got them, at least I got them, you know, like putting up stuff besides not just doing matches and just putting on like past live stuff. I mean, like past stuff like from WrestleMania and Royal Rumble and whatever the case they may be that they did with going back with that. So this is good for them, and I know there's some bad to it too, because you might be worried about the next person having like coronavirus or whatever the case may be. So I know there's some people probably that work in there probably worried about it. But like I say, it's kind of good that they, you know, that they got people coming in and working and whatnot. Let's see, what else is news? Well, a local, I think it was a radio station or like a podcast. They interviewed, yeah, they interviewed Ronda Rousey and saying that, like, the fans are ungrateful, and another report says that, saying that, you know, it's all fake and stuff, and a couple of the ladies of the WWE had responded. Saying, like, I know it's a political side saying, just take that I was out for like 6 months. Then Lana had put up, was like, we put our bodies on the line for the people. And I was like, and I know all y'all know, like, thing with wrestling, it's just scripted, but with the action and stuff. It's like, it's all real. It's like, they really, you know, hurting each other to get to the fans, for them to be entertained and things like that. And also, do we believe that, what do you say, like, you believe that, you know, all the stuff they do in the ring is, like, all fake and stuff like that. I know a lot of us, we have been to shows, even indie shows, and you know, like, some of the matches that they put out could be, like, gruesome, like, hardcore matches and ladder matches, chair matches, whatever the case may be. It's like gruesome and like you get more, it's like it's more respect how hard these guys and girls to keep us entertained and interested in wrestling. I just think that some people should, you know, just really pay attention to it and look at what they go through, not just saying that wrestling is this and wrestling that. And also it was reported that she will not return full time, which is my opinion with she want to do part-time, she'll do part-time, but I don't think they might treat her like Brock Lesnar, but I hope it doesn't come to that route. And maybe she probably just saying this to give heat and have her like just being hated. Who knows? But my opinion, like, if she is doing this just to get heat, she's doing a good job of it. If not, then don't sign up for something that, you know, that what takes, you know, wrestlers to do almost every day of the week, hurt or not, or injure or not, they put their bodies on the line for us. So it's just insane that they just, that she just go that route, if it's, you know, real or not. I mean, if it's not real now. In her case, if it's real, yeah, I was right. Real or not. But I guess my thing is, like, she should know, like, how, that's what do you think, if you think it's like, if she think that was the case, that what it is, she'll be doing this every single day, and not complaining about wanting to do part time. More news. Let's see. For the Riding the Roller Master Remo's multi WWE video games published a YouTube video discussing the status of WWE 2K21. Mentioned that there have been no teaser of a new game or wrote the film. I heard for the authority that WWE 2K21 has been canceled. However, another WWE branded game will enter the ring this year. That's interesting. Sorry, I'm just trying to read like more of it because there's more to it. I'm just trying to read it. And I guess they think it's a good thing because this WWE 2K20 has like a lot of technical issues, which is very true. And like I've been having like difficulties with it as well as like a lot of clicks and stuff like that. So they say it gives developers more time to work on making a better game. Let's see if WWE 2K22 game is made, it probably won't be for the next generation of consoles. So that means it probably won't be for like the PS4 or Xbox One. It'll probably be for the new ones that's coming out, like PS5 and the Xbox and the Nintendo Switch, if it is coming out for like Nintendo Switch. Because I think the Nintendo, they probably ain't going to make no new system for a while. They done it with the Switch. So they're kind of sick if they cancel this year's game. But then again, with the stuff that's going on, you can understand because ain't nobody working or anything like that. So what can you do? XFL filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Only reason we talk about this is because it was Vince McMahon's idea to do XFL and stuff. So let's see what they say in the statement. Let's see, XFL quickly captured the hearts and imaginations of millions of people who love football, and unfortunately, as a new enterprise, we're not insulated from the harsher economic impact and uncertainties caused by COVID-19 coronavirus, if you don't know. Annually, we have to file a voluntary pension to relieve under Chapter 11 of U.S. bankruptcy code. This is heartbreaking time for many, including the passionate fans, players, and staff. And we are thankful to them, our television partners, and many Americans who railed to the XFL for the love of football. So it says on here, the bankruptcy listed assets liabilities in the 10 to 50 million, 50 million range. The filing also revealed that WWE actually owns part of the league. Vince has previously stated that the XFL was separated completely during WWE 2019's fourth quarter conference call. So this is interesting, you know, all this, if this didn't happen, will it keep going? You know, who knows? It could have been, you know, like, it could be like, could still be going, although I think the end of the season would have been this month if it would have kept going. But probably would have got to see like how the playoffs formatted and what the case may be. And the thing is, they haven't crowned a champion, which I don't know why they should just like not wait but like delay it. If they could, but from what we know now, they probably couldn't. It's just weird. Well, let's talk about a little bit of AEW. The only match I remember in catching was the quarterfinals, the first round of the TNT Championship, which was between I know Cody Rhodes was in it. And I forgot it was somebody else, but regardless of the matter, Cody did win it. So he advanced to the second round. And I forgot the other first round match was going on there too. So, but let's quickly review SmackDown. Braun Strowman did face Shinsuke Nakamura in the main event. Braun Strowman won. Bray Wyatt had appeared, and I guess he won the match with Braun Strowman for a title. The Forgotten Sons made their debut. They faced Lucha House Party and they won. Sheamus fought a jobber. And the Kabuki Warriors lost their rematch to Bliss and Cross. So that's it for SmackDown. SmackDown, no complaints, and right on. With Raw, they had three qualifiers for the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. They had Nia Jax and Kairi Sane. Kairi Sane lost, and Nia Jax is in. Asuka versus Ruby Riott, and Asuka won. Sarah Logan versus Shayna Baszler, although it was in a quick one. And the problem I have is, like, you know, she normally do that move, like, stomping on the arms and stuff. Like, normally you can see how it's, like, really, like, how she really does it compared to what she did tonight. Because it seems like tonight it was, like, really, maybe they made it look good, but, like, I know some people believe that they probably did it on, she probably did that on purpose to really, like, hurt her arm. But if that's the case, if she just made it look like it was like that, but she probably, excuse me, they made it look good. But if that really happened and stuff, and then she really hurt her arm, it kind of sucks. So I guess we'll know more about it in days to come. Aleister Black joined against Ori Lorcan, and he's going to be in the qualifying match next week, him going against Austin Theory, who won his match earlier too. Angel Garza won his matches, whatever the case may be. In the tag match that happened too, Cedric Alexander and Ricochet going against the Viking Raiders. And the Viking Raiders won that match. And like I mentioned, Drew beat Andrade. And then non-title match was champion versus champion. Then Seth Rollins out of nowhere after Andrade and them start beating them up, they clear out the ring. Seth Rollins came out and did the curb stomp on Drew McIntyre. Not once, not twice, but three times. But I guess the only complaint I have is, why are they getting Seth Rollins a title match and he lost his match at WrestleMania? But then again, it's WWE. They kind of do whatever, especially if the something doesn't make sense. He could have, like, went after Kevin Owens and got, like, a rematch or something like that. He could have done that, but apparently that didn't happen. So he's going after Drew McIntyre and going after the WWE title. But crazy enough, it was a better Raw than it has been lately. So, yeah, Hazel agrees. So, getting his degree from A to D to U. Right, because I guess it was actually live. So, I'll give it a B+. For Raw, and I think I'll give it a B to SmackDown this past Friday. 1 to 10, 2 to 8. I give both shows an 8. AEW, although I saw some of it, and then I just began to get a chance to see all the matches, get that one to A-. And give that like an 8 as well. Starting next week, we're going to do like wrestlers of the week. So we're going to start doing that next week. Like male wrestler and female wrestler of the week. So we're going to start doing that. So just watch out for that one. Check our website out, wrestlingfanspeakout.weebly.com. Follow the group on Facebook, Wrestling Fans Speak Out. Also, follow us on Twitter. There's been more action on Twitter lately than it has been ever. Also, follow me on my Instagram. And also, check out Maddie's Memory on Facebook. So Wednesday, Hazel will have her show. It will be 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern. So if you get a chance, hopefully you check that out and all that good stuff. So we're out of here, and I think next week will be probably going to end up being an hour show. Because I think we're going to have more, a little bit more to talk about than we did this week. So from all of us here, y'all have a good night, and we will see you guys. Well, you will hear us Wednesday. And you also will hear from Hazel this Wednesday on her show. So until then, y'all have a good night, and enjoy your wrestling. Come on.